The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
If you were using any of Irish Rail's services in the last week, it's probably 50-50 that you may have had a delay or a disruption because they rolled out a new schedule and it ended up being a bad week for Irish Rail, a worst week for Irish Rail customers. With us is Jane Cregan, who is Deputy Corporate Communications Manager with Irish Rail. Good morning, Jane.
Morning, Anton.
Were you inundated with complaints?
We did have some fairly critical feedback, all right. So, you know, as with any timetable that we introduce, we would monitor closely the running of it in the first week or two. And it's apparent that there was some issues with the timetable from the Connolly side. So that's why we've made the decision to make these amendments that will come into being on Monday for some northern commuter and some Maynooth services. So, yeah, just we'd be advising all customers to check their times before they travel on Monday because running times may have changed slightly.
So what went wrong?
So I suppose anyone who's familiar with Connolly will know that it's a bottleneck and, you know, there's only a certain amount of trains that we can get through an hour through Connolly. We've 7 new enterprise services throughout the day because we'll be introducing an hourly service in October to Belfast. And we reduced the running time on some Maynooth and some northern commuter services. And for a variety of reasons, including, you know, loading times at outlying stations, and other issues as well, we found that we were having a major enough congestion issue at Connolly, and there was people were experiencing delays getting into Connolly. There was trains left outside Connolly while we waited for a platform to become available. So what we've done now is that we've increased that running time again on a number of services between the average 3 to 7 minutes. And we are confident that the issues that we have experienced with punctuality since the timetable was introduced will be rectified by this.
You talk about Connolly being a bottleneck. It has been a bottleneck for about 160 years. Surely you could have predicted this.
Well, I know. I mean, it's not. We can provide the number of slots that we have. We can provide them, but I suppose it's like a domino effect. If one train is slightly delayed, it will have an impact on the next train. And you know that the slots were so tight of getting trains in and out. It was probably it was too tight the running times that we gave.
So you were over ambitious in what you thought you could achieve.
Yeah, well, I suppose we believed that we could get the number of trains in and out in the period of time that we had allotted, but now it's evident that that's not the case. So that's why we have made the decision to add a small number of minutes to a number of services, and we're confident that will sort out the problems that we have been experiencing.
And when we say add a small number of minutes, what that means effectively is get the trains to travel slower.
No. So the running times may be altered slightly. So they may leave a little later. They may, there may be a minute or two extra running time when the train is en route. So it's between 3 and 7 minutes. We had, as I said, reduced the running time on a number of services, but now they will go back to the pre 26th of August running times.
Will they ever return to what you had hoped they would be able to be? Because I'm conscious every time Irish Rail puts in significant investment in the infrastructure and in track and switching, one of the things that you quote as the reason for doing that is the capacity to reduce journey times. And it can cost millions to take 3, 4, 5 minutes off a journey time. Are you therefore giving up on that prospect?
That's, I suppose, different for intercity services. And that's where, you know, we would have aspirations for reducing journey times. With commuter services, you know, we're like journey time is not the biggest objective we would have in reducing. It's obviously frequency and capacity. You know, anyone who gets on a DART, it doesn't expect, you know, that it's going to go directly into the city centre. The nature of commuting services is that there is stopping patterns where they are calling at stations along the route. So we're not going to achieve high speeds. So I don't think speed is not the issue here. It's more that we are punctual in the timetable that we're offering. And, you know, we're confident that we will be from Monday on.
What about line works and interruptions and bus transfers? You've had a lot of bus transfers from Newry to Belfast, and we regularly get complaints from people saying that getting from Greystones or south through into Dunleary is regularly problematic and uses bus transfer.
There's major infrastructure renewal works taking place north of the border on the Belfast route, and they have been happening all the summer. And, you know, I would be the first to say it is an inconvenience to customers to have a bus transfer. But the reality is, in order to maintain and renew our infrastructure, we have to undertake, you know, significant infrastructure renewal works. Similarly, on the south side, Dart, we have had a number of weekend closures. We're closed this weekend as well between Dunleary and Greystones. But again, there's a lot of infrastructure there. There's overhead power lines. There is the track. There's signalling. There's a lot of work that has to be done. And the reality is, you know, there's only a very short period at night where we can undertake maintenance work, because the last train is around midnight and we have to be clear to start running again about 5 a.m. So it's a very tight window. So we make the decision to close at certain weekends. And obviously we balance that with matches, concerts, big events happening. We try to avoid as many significant events as possible so as not to inconvenience people. But the reality is that we have to maintain our infrastructure.
If people want to find out about the changes as they come in from Monday morning, where's the best place to go?
Because IrishRail.ie has all full details of all of the changes that will be coming into effect from Monday morning.
And is that up as live updates? Because when you go on IrishRail.ie, there is a multiplicity of sources of information. There's timetables, there's new timetables, there's updates, there's live trains. There's about 6 or 7 different ways that you can find out.
And what I would recommend is that you would search the route that you take and the day that you want to take it, say, for example, on Monday, and it will show you all of the times of the revised departure times will be shown there. There is live departures. That's probably more for people if they're just running for a train and they want to know when their next one is. But if they want to know in advance, I would recommend that you would just search for. There is static timetables there as well, and they will also be updated.
Lastly, Jen, the issue with the Belfast line and the line in North Line coming into Connolly, whether that be from Holt through Holt Junction or whether it be any of the other lines that come in there, you've talked about, and Irish Rail have talked about, the increasing demand there is for the enterprise service to Belfast. Have you now got a significant long-term issue with the constraints into Connolly?
I mean, we have very ambitious plans. You know, we ultimately, what would sort out and alleviate the congestion problems we have would be four tracking between Malahide and Connolly. But there would be huge implications with that. And you know, that's something that we have a long-term aspiration, but it's not provided for within the current National Development Plan that goes up to 2035. But long-term, it would be something that we would aspire to. I suppose the reality is that the climate challenges that we face, we need to move more and more people out of private cars and into public transport. I suppose trains are ideal for that because, you know, you can provide high frequency, high capacity, and they're sustainable. So that's something ultimately that we would address these challenges that we face. But again, that would be more in the medium to long term.
Jane, thank you very much. That is Jane Cregan, who is Deputy Corporate Communication Manager with Irish Rail.
News Talk's Cash Machine.
Well, the cash machine continues to pay out huge money. In the last 12 months, 17 people from all over Ireland have each won more than €100,000. Our next winner is going to join them in the category of giant pile of money heading in their direction, because there's €150,000 in the cash machine this week. Someone's going to join the likes of Shannon and Loud, Victor and Emer in Dublin, Brian in Wexford, all of those huge cash winners. Taking part is easy. We give you an amount. It's an easy one to remember. And it's going to go into somebody's bank account, fingers crossed. Take note of it, enter, and if we call you and you give us the right number, you win the cash. So the cash machine amount is €150,000. That's it, €150,000 on the button. Text the word play to 57557. That's 57557. It'll cost you €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. You have to be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. Full terms are on newstalk.com. You can get your entry in by 3 p.m. The cash machine will then randomly pick one entry, and it could be you that gets the call during Sean's show. Answer within 5 rings, tell us the prize amount, and you walk away with the money. The amount again, €150,000 exactly. A lot of people aggrieved at Irish Rail Services. Anton, yet again, West Dublin, Paddy last on the rail agenda. There is now no train that comes from Castleknock to Pearse between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. in the morning without getting out in Connolly, and not once since the new timetable has arrived does it get to Connolly in time to make the timetabled connection. How does this improve the service for anybody living in the west of the city? And then another, I'm forced to highlight the inadequate service aboard the 756 train from Castleknock to Broome Bridge. Lengthy delays at the stop, and we have a whole series of people giving out about various different aspects of their journeys, including on board, the passengers are packed in like sardines all along the corridor, in the toilet, at the exits.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.